ABC News Radio.
The rule is one of the outcomes from the ACMA's Reconnecting the Customer campaign from 2010 and 2011. And one of the main findings of that public inquiry was that customers didn't have a great understanding of how their charges were calculated, particularly for mobile services. And also, they didn't have great tools available in all cases to manage their use and spending.
So from this Sunday, what are the sort of alerts that telcos will be required to send out, and when will they need to send them out?
From Sunday, all residential telecommunications consumers who are at risk of bill shock on either their mobile phone or their internet at home will receive either SMS or email warnings when their data use reaches 50%, 85% and 100% of the plan. In addition to that, Telstra, Optus and Vodafone customers who are on included value plans will receive these 50%, 85% and 100% warnings about their voice and SMS use.
Will it just begin automatically for those customers?
Yep, it will begin automatically. There'll be ways for people to opt out, but no one has to opt in. You'll be sent the alerts when you reach 50%, 85%, 100%. So you don't now have to take responsibility for looking around your supplier's website, remembering passwords, logging into usage sections. You can still do that, but this is something a consumer gets without having to do anything. They get three warnings. The 50% indicates that, you know, if it's early in the month, you're well on your way to using your amount. So bear that in mind. 85%, you're getting close. And 100%, you've used up your allowance. And also at that 100% point, the message has to include information of what the excess usage charges from that point are. One of the major causes of bill shock in Australia is that charges once you've reached the limit of your plan are charged at a higher level than usage within the plan, sometimes at a much higher level. So people have been running up unexpected bills in that way.
Oh, it happens to a lot of us. You get your bill and you've gone well over your limit without realising it. So this should make a big difference in how customers actually manage their accounts. It puts the responsibility back in their hands.
That's right. It's information, it's useful information, and it's information that's delivered at the time the customer needs it.
If a telco customer does receive a massive bill, often they're not sure how to deal with it. What is the best course of action if you do get a bill you don't agree with?
The best course of action is to ring your provider. And one of the things that these tools do is they give you the information to contact your provider before it becomes a disaster. So if it's if it's only the second or third day of the month and you're already getting that 85% alert, then we'd suggest that you get onto it at that point. Don't wait for the end of the month. But if you do suffer from bill shock, the first thing to do is to talk about it with your provider. If that's not successful, the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman is the dispute resolution service for the telecommunications industry. But we're hopeful that these alerts will have a dramatic effect on bill shock, will dramatically lower the incidence of bill shock in Australia.
And you mentioned this is part of the Telecommunications Consumer Protections Code to help customers, to help protect them. Are there other elements of the code yet to be introduced?
Second last element of the code to be introduced. We've already seen improved complaint handling arrangements, the introduction of two-page critical information summaries, improved advertising and better bills. This is the second last element. The last element comes in 12 months' time when the voice and SMS usage alerts for included value plans on the mobile phone, when that rule also applies to the smaller providers, in other words, the resellers of the Telstra, Optus and Vodafone services. It takes them a bit longer in most cases to get their systems and processes in place because they need to set up into connection arrangements and billing arrangements with the bigger providers. So they have an extra year to implement those voice and SMS alerts. But everyone gets the data alerts from Sunday.
abc.net.au/newsradio. Get your news now.